Any questions? Any comments?
Feel free.
Well, I like what we were saying yesterday. It's just knowing that it's really all about Jesus. Even our prayers can be wrong. Even like we were saying yesterday, it seems right to, Lord, help me to this, help me that. Not that He's gonna say that we're wrong or anything like that. But yeah. I think. I was telling this to someone yesterday, we want to be more loving. I want to love more. I want to forgive more. I want to do this more. And how do you expect to do that without knowing Him more? So my prayer shouldn't be, Lord, help me to do this. It's like, Lord, help me to do this. Lord, help me to do that. It should be just, Lord, let me see You. Let me know You more. That should be my prayer every day. But and the verse again is seek first that and these things will be added. So it's, even that, seeing it like that too, it's just seek that first, and without even really knowing, that's what will happen. The automatic will just happen, not because you're asking for that, but because you're doing this.
Yeah.
And automatically, without even kind of knowing, you're just the bat without trying.
Yes.
So, yeah.
And just with that, I want to say, me personally, there are things that I do not struggle with. When I was first a Christian, even when I was in Bible school, there were things that I struggled with personally. Stuff I would think or the way I would act in a certain situation. It's like, oh no, I could see it coming. Here's the situation. Oh man, I always do this in this situation. The situation would happen and whatever it was, I would do it. It's like, God, I can't change. I always do that. Well, I don't struggle with that anymore. Why? Because I tried to change something? Because I tried to fix something in me? No. What I actually did by the Spirit of God is that I literally let the dead bury the dead, and I started to follow Jesus. Because that's exactly what it's... I don't know if I shared it with you all or just with Tony. That's exactly what it's like. When we try to fix ourselves, what we see that's not like Christ, literally what we're doing, because Christ died, right? Christ was buried. Christ rose again. When one died, all died. When one was buried, all were buried. But only one rose out of the grave. Perfect picture. Israel, who is my son, even my firstborn, comes out of Egypt by the death of the Lamb. One died, all died. That's what Egypt confessed. They said, we are all dead men. One died, all died. Israel, who is a picture of Christ, comes into burial. Guess what? Egypt comes. Burial, the Red Sea. The Red Sea. Israel comes into the Red Sea. Egypt comes into the Red Sea, which it represents the burial. But who comes out of the burial? Only the son, Israel. What happens to Egypt? It stays buried. Out of sight. And that's what the Lord told Moses. Tell the children of Israel that these Egyptians whom you see today, you will see again no more forever. The fact is what literally happens when we try to fix ourselves, when we're focused on ourselves, trying to fix ourselves, trying to make ourselves more like Jesus, what we are doing is that we are going to a grave, digging up our own grave, pulling out a corpse that's dead, and trying to shape it up, trying to put perfume on it, trying to, make it look nice. And the Lord's like, it's dead. That's not your life. There's no life there. That's not you. That's not your life. The fact is, we don't know our life. And the Spirit of God convinces us, because He's the Spirit of truth. Jesus said He will lead you and guide you into all truth. Truth, who Christ is. I'm the way, the truth, the life. So hopefully, the Spirit of the Lord continues, we will at some point drop what is not our life because of we have turned unto Him who is our life. The rest, it's left automatically. Let the dead bury the dead. You follow me. So when Jesus says that, is it all about letting the dead bury the dead? No. Because if I drop this one, you know what? I'm going to go into a different grave, dig something else up. And then I'll go to another grave and dig something else up. But the whole time, I've not turned unto the Lord. What about following Jesus? Well, I am following Jesus. But see, right here, Jesus is going to help me. Right here with this one right here. We're going to put some ant killer on it or whatever, you know? This is the good one right here. Because I put some weed fertilizer there.
It's, you know, pretty strong ass muscles.
Yeah. But see, the whole time we're involved with something other than Christ. And Jesus said, hey, let the dead bury the dead. There's no life there. Let it just leave it. But the whole goal is you follow me. That's the whole goal. It's not about this. It's about Him.
And
you follow
Him. And in that transition, you're saying that the Lord must... Right? Because you're saying... I'm seeing it as a visual, right? It's like you're the heart and you're turning, right? So what is that trend? I guess there's nothing you can do to make that transition happen, right? And that's, I guess, me as personal for me, like that's something that I struggle with. Because I'm so dependent on what I can do, and it's kind of a relief, because what you're saying is like there's nothing that we can do, right? So it's almost kind of like it kind of just like, because you want to be perfect as a human being, like you want to be perfect, but I know I'm not perfect, right? Like I know that I have flaws, and I feel. I feel a little lost, because I, as much as I think I have this power control, and as much as I want to change to be a good father, a husband, a good Christian, a good brother, or whatever, like I can't. Like sometimes I was telling my wife the other day, and it kind of stinks. I said, man, sometimes I feel like Paul. You know, Paul says like what I don't, or you know, I don't know the verses either, but he's like what I don't want to do, I do, and what I do want to do, I don't. And I just feel like, you know, and I'm like, and I'm praying the same thing, like, Lord, change me, but it's not going to happen at this point. You know, now that I'm hearing you and what the Lord has revealed to you, and it's like, man, so it's almost, and I don't know, I just kind of like, to me, I just feel like, when will the change happen? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what that transition looks like, you know? But you're saying only the Spirit could reveal that to
you. Even in that verse where he says that, it says, who can save me? But then he's like, thank God that Jesus can.
That's it. Because basically, Paul was caught up with himself. Because he was a Hebrew and he was a Pharisee. And see, we mentioned it yesterday. Or, well, maybe not. I can't remember. But the law is our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. He says that in Galatians. The law, if you see the scriptures as the list of do's and don'ts, that's fine. If you don't see the scripture as a testimony of Jesus Christ, that's fine. I mean, the scripture is so foolproof. The law, Paul said it in Galatians, because this is how it worked in his heart. Paul saw the scriptures as the list of do's and don'ts, and trying to be better, trying to do better, trying, you know. But he also says this after he says, you know, the law was our schoolmaster to bring us unto Christ. Well, how did it do that? Well, Romans 7, that's exactly what you said. He was frustrated because he saw something else working in him, in his mind, that was contrary to Christ. And it wasn't like what can I do? He had already done. You said it yourself. You know, the things I don't want to do, I'm always doing that. And the things that I do want to do, I can't do that. I have no power over this. But what he says, he comes all that to bring it to this one end. Because I know I cannot do it. Who
shall deliver me, but it's real specific, from this body of sin and death. See, I'm so occupied here with this one particular body, well, this one body of sin and death, and I can't escape it. It's like hitting the brick wall. Boom. Boom. When I experienced that in my own heart, I was starting to pray, you know what, Lord? It's better if you get rid of me. I'm serious. I mean, it sounds crazy. It's like I was condemned all the time because I couldn't change. And I was like, oh my God. You know, this is a terrible situation. And this is me. I'm not telling anyone to do this or pray this. But I was like, Lord, you should kill me. Because for one, I can't kill myself. That's a sin. I mean, I'm stuck. I'm stuck with myself. And I'm a menace to your body. And I was beginning to see that. Because I was some terrible creature unto those who I loved most. And I couldn't change. I couldn't be anything but that. And I was born again. And so my prayer was, Lord, get rid of me. Lord, get rid of me. And the Lord was, you know what? I did get rid of that nature. I did get rid of that character. I did that in the cross. But Paul confesses it, who shall deliver me from this body of sin and death that I'm so occupied with? And he gives the answer, the response, thanks be unto God for Christ Jesus my Lord. And he is the only one who can do what we can never do. He is the one who does this. He is the one who does this. I remember staying up late at nights crying myself to sleep several nights in a row because I couldn't change anything. You know, and I wanted. It's like, I know I've got something real, but nothing's working. Nothing I do, nothing I've been told to do works. What works, Lord? I mean, what is this? What's wrong with me? Why isn't it working with me? Others say, oh yeah, well I got the victory here, and I don't get the victory. You know, what is the victory? The victory is Christ Jesus the Lord. And what happens is that even in praying those crazy prayers that I prayed, what was happening is the Spirit of God was actually preparing the ground of my heart till it could finally be directed unto Christ and in Him find everything that I could never do. And so I never got better. Can you hear that? I never got better. I never got better. Whatever was before the cross, before I was born again, stayed the same. That never got better. That corpse never got better. That dead person never got better. All that's happened is I've become more aware by the Spirit of God, my life, who Christ is. That's it. That's it. I mean, I remember even in Bible school, the first couple of years, I would do this. I would still struggle with things in my mind, things in my heart, even in my actions. Like I said, I could see the situation coming and say, oh my God, here it comes again. I could see it coming down the road. And it's like, I know what's going to happen. This is going to happen, and I'm going to act this way, and I got no power to change it. Here I go. There it goes. Lord, forgive me. Again. The same old thing, the same old pattern. It always happens. Same old pattern. It's always me, caught up with me. And at one point, the Lord, He just kind of changed things. And it was like, this was like a miracle of God. Like, I would be here, and I'd see it. Okay, I messed up, screwed up, whatever. I'd be like, Lord, forgive me for the actions that I did, for the thoughts that I thought, whatever. Forgive me, Lord. And then I would do this. I'd like step out of myself. And I'd be like, Lord, forgive that one, because that was completely ignorant, and that one just did that. It's not like you. It's not like Jesus. Forgive me, Lord, for the actions of that one. But Lord, that's not my life. That's not my life. You say that Christ is my life. Show me my life. Because you say that is not my life. You say that Christ is my life. Therefore, Lord, show me my life. Show me the life that I really have. Because I'm totally convinced that that's my life. And the Lord does that. And see, even that prayer was a result of the Spirit of God working in my heart. Because I can't. I mean, who prays like that? That's crazy. but it's according to the truth. But the Lord, He is faithful to show us His Son. He's faithful unto the Son.
I guess, when it comes to that, it's, I guess the first step, well, that our soul does is kind of like get to a point where, okay, I can't. You know, kind of like a surrender.
Yeah, you realize
I can't do it. You know, that's it. I've tried and I can't. You know, and pretty much powerless, kind of like, I can't do it. You know, I need to see you. I need to see you. I can't even, you know. There's no, you know, like if I knew where to see you, I would go. But there's not even that. So I just, you know, I can't do anything. And I need to see you.
Yeah. I think kind of that, what you said, that kind of, I mean, just honestly, I think we've been, I just want something raw, right? I just want something real, you know? And so, like, that, your statement kind of scares me because things that have happened in my life that I thought this would bring me closer to the Lord. I mean, I've had knee surgery, I've had back surgery where I'm immobile, right? And I'm thinking, okay, this is the lowest of the low. I've had my name stripped from me. You know, I've had a lot of things that I'm like, all right, this is where, you know, it all changes for me. And there's no change, right? And I'm like, man, what? Where is the Lord taking me in this? Like, what's the limit that I mean, I know He has no limits, but I'm, you know, like, what's going to happen next, you know, and that kind of, and that almost kind of scares me too, because I'm like, man, it's like, I thought I was at that point one time, and I said, Lord, take everything, and you do what you need to do, and still nothing, you know, so it's like, that also kind of just scares, I just feel sometimes just a little lost, you know, and I just feel like you said, it's just that repetition of your old self, and you know, I don't know, I just, sometimes I just feel a little lost, you know?
The best prayer, and I'll say this, if we're born again, we're not lost, we have been found, our souls have been found by the Good Shepherd. Whether we know that or not, I mean, literally, whether we know that or not, whether we feel like that or not, Jesus said that they may be where I am, Father, that they may be one, even as we are one, you and me and I and you, that they may behold my glory. At the moment of new birth, we are where Christ is because Christ is in our soul. We are not lost anymore. Now, our heart, our what governs our heart, can be anything, but that doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the truth. It doesn't change the truth. Another thing is that something doesn't have to happen. There doesn't have to be an event or a catastrophe or something like that. I think you had mentioned it the other day. Something doesn't have to happen to get our attention. No. The Holy Spirit is always trying to get our attention. You know? So, like, I'll just give this example. Something bad doesn't have to happen for the Lord to get our attention. I was watching a movie once. I was watching the movie Babe. You know, the talking pig? It's just a movie. It's a movie. It's not even a Christian movie. And in one spot, one scene in the movie, I'm watching this movie, and you see the owner, you see the pig, you know, who went and he didn't think the master of the house loved him anymore. So he goes off, it's like, oh wow, you've been having some booze. He doesn't think the master of the house loves him anymore. Because he sees himself like, I only do wrong, you know. So he runs away. And it's like, well, who cares? You know, who cares about life anymore if the master of the house doesn't care for me? And the master of the house sends his two shepherds out looking for him, and they find him, and they bring him back. And this, I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the movie, I saw the movie, and this thing is like almost at the point of death, a collapse, And here's the master of the house doing everything he can possibly do to nourish him back to good health, because it's unhealthy. I mean, so much so that he puts him on the couch and starts singing to him. If I had words to make a day for you, I would make a day golden and true. I mean, it goes on like that. And right there, I saw the love of God, the master of the house that he has for those who have been lost. From a movie. I didn't have to go through something. I was just watching a movie. And see, the prayer of our hearts and the prayer of my heart has changed a whole lot. It's been more of, Lord, by your Spirit, do whatever it takes to get my attention, to prepare the ground of my heart, to turn it unto Christ. Or, I've said it this way, Lord, do whatever is necessary so that you can ultimately do what is necessary. And the doing what is necessary, I don't know. I don't know my own heart. Like that example I gave, at that point, it was a movie. I wouldn't have known that. And just a real quick heads up, we do not search the movies to find Christ. We search the scriptures. Okay? But if you are willing to allow the Lord, like the stop sign, if you're willing to allow the Spirit of God to use whatever, however, whenever, then he'll even use a donkey. But it's just to be open to the Spirit of the Lord. And see, he's settled. He's at peace. And when we see his Son, we'll be, everything will be settled in us. And that is true. That is true. That is the truth. When our heart beholds the peace that we have received of God in the face of Jesus Christ, our heart will be settled. And there will be not a change. No, the change that took place at the new birth will now be powerful, be working in us, will be governed by it. Because the issue won't be us, what we can do and what we can't do. The issue will be Christ and what he hath done. And it's always like that. Always like
that. Any other questions? All right, let's just pray.
Father God, I want to thank you once again. Just thank you for talking to us. We ask that your Holy Spirit will just turn our hearts to your Son. What matters. Just want to thank you, Father. Thank you, and bring to memory, through our day or through our week, just keep on using the Holy Spirit to guide us to that truth. Whenever situations or anything that we go through during the week, and it might be something insignificant, but let it be you, and show us your Son. We want to see you. We want to see you. We want to see you. We want to see you, Jesus. Let us see you. We're tired of just trying. We want to see you. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Amen.